Welcome to the Will of God, in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, our Father, with your will, I offer you my day, my prayers, thoughts, and words, my actions, joys, and sufferings, in union with Christ, your Son, for the salvation of the whole world. May the Holy Spirit, who guide Jesus through the desert, be my guide and my strength today, so that I may witness to your love with Mary, the mother of our Lord and the Church, with Saint Aloysius and all your saints. I pray for my family and friends, for the sick and the suffering, for those at home and those who are traveling, for all the clergy and religious, especially for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all the bishops, and I commend to your goodness, Heavenly Father, all the human race, from Adam to the last. May your divine will descend and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. May your divine will fill us with your presence. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the Will of God. Today we will continue with volume 22nd of the Book of Heaven. And the next passage comes from August 25th, 1927. And the title of this passage is a very short passage. The title is The Relation Between the Branches and the Vine. The soul is the depository of the divine will. Luisa Picarreta writes the following. While I was praying, I found myself outside of myself, and with my sweet Jesus in my arms, pressing him tightly to my heart, I said to him, "Tell me, my love, what is the relation between you and me?" And my sweet Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, do you want to know? Do you want to know the relation that passed between you and me? The relation that exists between you and me is like the relation between the vine and the branches. The vine forms the branches, and they receive the life. They receive the vital humor from the vine in order to vegetate, to clothe themselves with leaves and grapes." What a beautiful and rich passage we find here. Imagine Luisa Picarreta praying, just immersing herself in the divine will, praising, adoring, glorifying God, giving him thanks. Imagine Luisa Picarreta talking to our Lord Jesus. And in this such deep relationship that she has with our Lord takes her out of herself. Because this is what happened with Luisa Picarreta. Our Lord took her soul out of her body. And then she has these revelations. In this ecstasy of love, Luisa finds herself outside of herself and in the arms of Jesus with our sweet Lord. And our Lord tells her that the relationship between her and him is compared like the vine and the branches. See, the vine is the source of the branches. The branches, they cannot exist without the vine. The grapes, they cannot come into existence without the vine. We cannot come into existence without the source of life, which is God Himself and the origin of everything that exists, which is the will of God. We see this in the book of Genesis, that everything that came into existence came out of the will of God. God, He only had to will it. Let it be light. And light came into existence. We, at every moment of our lives, we borrow every single breath of our existence from God. We have our existence in God. In God, we exist. In God, we live. In God, we move and have our being. In God, in Him, we exist. In Him, we have our being. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 5, we see that our Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. I am the true vine, says the Lord. Without him, we can do nothing, my brothers and sisters. And our Lord Jesus has given us the gift of the divine will. We have come to know this gift that the Lord has bestowed upon us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, so that we can enter in this relationship. God longs for us to have this relationship with Him, this deep union with Him. The title of this passage is that the soul is the depository of the divine will. A depository is a place where something is stored. So the soul of the person, our soul, the soul of the creature is the place where the gift of the divine will is to be stored. This gift of the divine will has a place, and the rightful place for that gift is our soul, my brothers and sisters. God wants to rest in the soul of His creature. That's you and me. Without Him, we can do nothing. We have to remain in Him. Whoever remains in me and I in Him will bear much fruit. How do we remain in union with God? We have to be in the state of grace, my brothers and sisters. We have to use the sacrament of confession. Those who are not baptized, they need to be baptized. Those who are not confirmed, they need to be confirmed to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Those who are far away from God, they need to mend their lives and to turn back to God. We all need to turn our ways, to change the way we live, to become more perfect, to become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, because God our Father, He is the divine farmer who causes us to grow. He is the vine growner. God the Father is the divine farmer, the divine growner. Jesus, He says, He is the vine and we are the branches. And Jesus loves us with the same love that God the Father loves us. So He invites us to remain in His love, because in the same way that the branches, when they are cut and separated from the tree, from the vine, they wither. Those who remove themselves from the church, from the sacraments, they wither. Eventually they will die. This is a beautiful passage in which the Lord reveals to us through these writings that our soul is the depository of this divine gift. So we have to make space. We have to remove everything that does not belong to God to let this gift enter into us, to welcome this gift. The Lord tells to Luisa Picarreta, the vine forms the branches and they receive the vital humor from the vine in order to vegetate, to clothe themselves with leaves, and to produce fruit, to produce grapes. So there is such union between the vine and the branches that the branches can neither be formed nor have life without the vine, and the vine will make no impression nor display of itself, nor will it give any fruit without the branches. Therefore, there is such relationship between the two of them, such bonds of union that they form the same life and are inseparable from each other. And if they separate, the vine remains sterile, without display and without fruit, and the branches lose their life and wither. Now the vine is your Jesus, and you are the branch. The relationship between you and me is inseparable. One is the blood that circulates in your veins, one the will, one the heartbeat. I form your life, and you form my glory and my fruit, and I delight in resting in the shade of the thick leaves of your branches, and in picking the grapes of my vine, and in enjoying them as I please. One the will, one the heartbeat, one the blood that circulates. Through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, we are called to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this divine science. Through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, we have to become one with God, one will. So we have to donate our will to the Lord, to give our will to the Lord, to say, Lord, with your will, I want to live. Come and circulate in my blood, to palpitate in my heart, to breathe in my breathing, to become one with you, my Lord, to produce fruit so that God the Father may receive the praise, the glory, the honor, the adoration through us. See, we were created to glorify God. This is what the Gospel of John says in chapter 15, verse 8. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. If we bear fruit, God the Father will be glorified. But in order for us to bear fruit, we have to be in union with Him. We have to unite our will to His will. And in order for that to happen, we have to be in the state of grace. If we do this, my brothers and sisters, we will become true disciples. We will be able to remain in His love, because at every single moment of our life, we will be united to His will, and every single act that we do will lead us into holiness. God will receive praise, glory, and adoration, and it will fortify that union. It will strengthen that bond of union, that relationship between God and the creature, between God and the soul, between the Creator and the creature. Let's continue. Luisa Picaretta writes, and I ask my Lord Jesus, but tell me more, my sweet Jesus, my life, and your will, how is it in me? And Jesus added with unspeakable sweetness, and he told me, my daughter, my will is in you as the depository of all its acts. In fact, when it does one act, my will does not deposit it outside of itself. The space, the decency, the sanctity will be lacking, as well as everything that is needed in order to preserve its acts. Therefore, this is why it cannot place them anywhere else but within itself. Who can ever have the space to receive all the heavens with the stars, with the sun, the moon, the light, the sea, the vastness of the waters, the earth, with the multiplicity of all its plants, with all the richness? No one. Therefore, in order to be able to deposit its own acts, my divine will itself is needed. Let's stop here for a moment and let's try to understand this portion of this passage. Because our Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta that the divine will deposits all its acts. The divine will deposits all its acts within itself. Meaning that the divine will creates in us the capacity to receive. Once we unite ourselves to the will of God and we become one with Him, as the vine is one with the branches, and the branches one with the vine, Once the human will becomes one with the divine will, meaning that the divine will lives in us and that the human will submits to the divine will out of our own free will, then the divine will creates in us the capacity to receive all the richness of the acts done in the divine will. And this place is the place that is not created by human hands, but is created by God Himself, which is our soul. The divine will finds its place in the soul of the creature when the creature says yes to God. When the creature says, I give you my will, my God, my maker, my creator, my father, the author of my life. When the creature recognizes his or her nothingness, the Lord says, therefore, in order to be able to deposit its own acts, my divine will itself is needed. Now, since my will is in you, it makes the deposit of all its acts within you, because within its fiat, it finds magnitude and sanctity worthy of itself. If you knew what the contentment of my eternal fiat is in finding in the creature the space in which it can deposit all its acts. The divine will wants to find that space that belongs to God, which is the soul. In the book of Genesis, we find that God rested the seventh day, but He rested in the soul of the creature. God made His heaven in the soul of the creature, and God wants to rest in us. The Word of God wants to rest in us. As we go to Mass and hear and read and hear sacred scriptures, God wants to rest in us as we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, real present in the Eucharist. God wants to rest in the soul of the creature. God wants to find His space, and He wants to make our soul the living tabernacle. And He finds such contentment and joy when the creature says, fiat, 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 I give you my will. Then He can do everything in us. But in order for this to happen, my brothers and sisters, we need to recognize our dependency on God, that we depend totally on God, that we cannot take one single breath if it's not because God is giving us this single breath as a gift. So every single breath that we take should have the correspondence. Every single breath that we take should be accompanied with the praise, the glory, and the thanksgiving to God the Father who has given us life. When we do acts in the divine will, our soul expands. And this space that God wants to find in the creature suddenly is created in our souls. That's why the Lord tells the disciples in the Gospel, in other part of sacred scripture, that the kingdom of God is like the mustard seed. The kingdom of God is like the mustard seed. It's so little, but it expands its branches. That the birds of the sky, they come and find a place to nest. The gift of the divine will begins with one single act. The gift of the divine will living in us, palpitating in us, begins when we do one single act. And this single act is the giving of our will to God, our fiat to Him. Then that kingdom will expand and expand in our soul. We are the depository of this gift. So we need to love it. We need to embrace it. We need to ask the Lord to give us this gift, to give us the grace to live in this way. We need to make an effort to study the spirituality of these books, the spirituality of the gift of living in the divine will. We need to read the Book of Heaven. We need to do our prevenial act. At the beginning of this program, I pray with this prayer that we can use as a prevenial act in the morning. We need to do our actual acts during the day, and we need to make an effort to be always in the state of grace. Our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that finding in the creature the space in which it can deposit all its acts, then this becomes the primary cause of joy for God Himself. God wants to find all the acts of creation, all the acts of redemption, and all the acts of sanctification in our souls, because everything was done for us creatures. Therefore, all the acts of my divine will are in you, says the Lord, and from you they come out, bringing with them the glory which is due to them. And know how compensated, how recompensated it feels in finding in all its acts, the creature giving glory to its light, its sanctity, its immensity, finding all the glory, the love, the adoration, the thanksgiving, all the beauty of the eternal fiat, the immensity of the eternal fiat, all the attributes of God, one act more beautiful than others, and all these acts are worthy of eternal fiat, and God delights in finding these souls that possess the space, the capacity to receive all the acts, again, the acts of creation, redemption, and sanctification. The Lord says, this is why wherever my will is, there is everything. The divine will is everything. The divine will embraces everyone. The divine will embraces all the human race from Adam to the last. And when we do acts in the divine will, everybody benefits. When we do acts in the divine will, when we pray, when we do sacrifices, everybody benefits. In the divine will, we are able to repair. This is what happens when we do the hours of the Passion, when we read the hours of the Passion and meditate them and pray with them. We unite ourselves with our Lord Jesus to repair, to make up on behalf of all the human race in union with Him. This is why wherever my will is, there is everything. There is the heavens. There is heaven. There is heaven. There is the sun. There is the sea and everything. There is nothing lacking in the divine will. In the divine will, we find all the works of creation, redemption, and sanctification. It contains everything. It preserves everything. It has room for everything. We can never say we cannot expand anymore as long as we are here. As long as we are alive, our soul is able to expand this capacity to receive more and more and more. The divine will preserves everything. It has room for everything, so as to enclose everything within itself. What a great consolation to know that we are the depository of the love of God, that we are the recipients of this great gift, that we have come to know this gift through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, and that the Holy Spirit, who led Jesus through the desert for 40 days, is with us too. That we are in the time of the Holy Spirit. All the acts of sanctification can be stored in our soul, as well as the acts of redemption and creation. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a great gift that the Lord has bestowed upon all of us during this time. We need to embrace this gift. We need to understand it. And especially during these difficult times in which we encounter difficulties, in time of crisis, we need to remember that the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta that He desires that at least one person in every single town in the whole world, at least one person should be meditating the hours of the Passion. And He says, if there are people meditating the hours of the Passion in these towns, or wherever the hours of the Passion are meditated, I will relent. I will shower my love upon them and not my justice. We need to pray more. We need to entrust ourselves through the divine will, we need to pray the rosary. We need to ask Our Lady to help us. We need to intensify our prayer, and we need to fast. Fasting is a wonderful weapon. When we fast and we pray, we become spiritually stronger. I invite all of you during this time of sickness, during this time of confusion and sickness and fear, I invite you to turn to God. Turn your life to God. I invite you to immerse yourself in the divine will, to unite yourself in the divine will and to give your will to God, to pray the rosary, to fast, to wear your scapular. There are wonderful promises that the Lord gives us through these writings, through the meditation of the hours of the Passion. Wonderful promises that the Lord gives us through these writings and the Blessed Mother for those who wear the brown scapular. So let us call the Holy Spirit upon all of us to guide us, to dispel fear from our hearts, our souls, remembering that our souls belong to God and that our soul is the depository of the gift of the divine will. So there is no space in our soul for fear or doubt. There has to be only space for the will of God, because the soul, the human soul, was not created to store fear and hatred or doubt. No, our soul was created to store the gift of God Himself, faith, hope, and charity, to store the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. So let us turn to God and let us surrender our souls to Him and say, Fiat, Fiat, Fiat. May the blessing of my Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.